This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 195 for Tuesday, June 14th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
It's Radio Network.
You sound very mellow today.
very white, maybe.
Yeah. Got to be a little deeper for Barry White. Can you believe our daughter turned 21 yesterday?
Yes, 21.
I can't believe that. That should be illegal. And she didn't even go out.
Eight when you had her?
Nice. Yeah, that's what it was. No, she didn't even go out. Good for her. Nope. I wonder if that means they'll just live it up this weekend.
She messaged me, said that she was having a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
All right, well, you know, one Mike's, that's fine. I can live with that. So I think we did all right.
I said happy birthday to Linz.
Absolutely.
Do we want to mention, before we get into item number one, do we want to mention something that happened this week at the store? An expansion of sorts?
I said you could have a Father's Day pin.
Yes, there we go. No.
I think we should. Would you like to handle that?
Why don't you? Because I have to go close the door over here.
Otherwise, Brooke the cat is going to get in there and cause all sorts of mischief. And next thing you know, there'll be this big furry black tail swooping around. We have been on a bit of a hiring frenzy lately, and I don't see any end in sight. But we would like to announce that we have hired a brand new, super awesome marketing director. And I didn't think that the person who we hired would actually ever be available. And the way that it worked out, I'm just incredibly excited. So. We have had the incredible pleasure and honor of being able to hire Mr. Eric Orozco of FP Geeks fame and the FP TV and the Pen O'Clock News. He is now working for us, handling marketing and social media and all sorts of other stuff. What?
Marketing. He's in the chat stirring things up.
So everybody start to send Eric all sorts of awesome, cool emails. It's eric@andersonpens.com. watch his mail blow up with all sorts of crazy stuff.
Oh, that's the good news for the week.
That is. We are super excited. Marketing and social media is something that we just really haven't gotten to much. We've been too busy just trying to do all the other things. And we're just excited to be able to have someone who knows his way around all of this, who can handle it. He's well known in the community. And if we work it right, he'll work for Penns.
He probably will.
He may not know that yet. But so anyway, that was super exciting to be able to work that out.
Absolutely.
So, thanks for joining us. Gotta go.
Yes. This week's topic for discussion.
You know, we had a couple fun things that we were bandying about, and we decided to go with the top 7 pens to take on a summer outing. And Brian and Eric were giving me a hard time about the term outing. I could have sworn that when Brian was mowing the yard the other day, he had a pen in his pocket.
No.
I could have sworn you did. No. So it got me thinking, well, what should you have in your pocket if you're going to mow the yard, wash your car, you know, go hiking, go to for a picnic, you know, a family, watch your son at a baseball game, any kind of a summer outing, what should you have in your pocket? And Brian's answers were sailor, pilot, sailor, pilot, sailor, pilot. To which I kind of disagreed. I don't know that you should mow the lawn with, you know, your Sailor Micarta in your pocket.
No, I mow the lawn with a t-shirt. Not
a Sailor. You were doing something with a shirt that had a pocket, outdoors. Maybe you were making a fire or getting the table ready for our party that we had over the weekend. You were doing something and you had a not inexpensive pen in your pocket, and it just kind of, it occurred to me later that that was kind of an outdoorsy kind of thing. So it got me thinking, what would be some good pens to take with you if you're going on some kind of a summer outing?
Okay.
All right.
I'm game.
That's
what qualifies a pen to be on this list?
I think it needs to be durable. You know, you don't want to bring something incredibly fragile or incredibly rare. I think that it needs to be
expendable,
fairly easily replaceable, just in case.
Okay. Your
lawnmower eats it up. I think it needs to be dependable, something that's going to not be finicky, because if you are trying to, I don't know, eat your lunch outside and write some notes, that even that could be an outing, but it should be something that is going to be reliable and start up right away and not give you a hard time.
All right. Go.
Number one.
You have the first four, and I have the last three.
I have most of them, yep. Number one, and these are in no particular order. I suppose they should be, but oh well. The Pilot Metropolitan. What?
There's notes from the peanut gallery.
No big crystal.
No big crystal.
So Pilot Metropolitan. Now we sell a ton of these. These are great for a newbie, great for a kick around pen. Metal body, which of course is wonderful. That makes it durable. Steel nib, just a really reliable writer. For $15, if something happens, you're not out a fortune. It comes with the converter and a cartridge, which is a nice feature. And, you know, who doesn't like some of these fun colors?
Awesome. I like the Retro Pops, actually.
Yeah, those are fun. All right, so that was...
Okay, that's for number one.
All right, number two, again, in no particular order, the Lamy Safari or All-Star. Personally, I would probably bring the metal All-Star, simply because it is metal, but the plastic Safari, also very durable, kind of a kick-around pen on the lower end of the price point, which is what you want if you're going to take it out in the wild.
You can clip that in your pants pocket too.
You could. Nice big clip. Nice. You know, you can also clip it, you know, on the inside of your shirt. I never know if that's really secure or not. I've seen you and Eric do it.
No, I don't actually do it anymore. I clip it. I always have pockets.
Okay.
But I did that once and I lost a pen, but that was the last time I did it.
Again, also cartridge and converter. So you can just pop a cartridge in and toss another one in your backpack or even your pocket, whatever you're doing.
Cartridge is what you want. You
yes.
Know, you always keep a little box in your car or something.
Absolutely. So that's an option. Mm-hmm. What is next? Kaweco. Now, I didn't bring home the Brass Sport. The Brass Sport would absolutely be my first choice because that's hard to kill. But just... any of the Kaweco sports, the classic sport, the ice sport, the all sport, you can just pop this in your pocket by itself. You can clip it to your pocket with the add-on clip. Cartridge only, so you can toss a couple international cartridges in your bag or your pocket, your purse, whatever. But since it's tiny, it'll fit in a pocket.
Yeah, it'll fit. That'll fit anywhere. That's a nice
exactly. Nice so that would be a good option.
But it's not too small to get lost. Like a Lilliput, I'd be worried about that.
That's super skinny. Now the next one is a little bit higher priced, but any of the Pilot Vanishing Points, I just grabbed one, probably not the one I would take out in the wild.
You're giving me grief for having a sailor on your arm.
I just grabbed one. You want to grab another one from the drawer? You've got
was that the cherry bamboo?
That's the cherry bamboo. But any of the metal-bodied Vanishing Points.
By the way, it's more expensive than any sailor that I would not care.
Brian, focus. Stands upright in your pocket, takes cartridge or a converter, use the cartridge. Super easy, super fast.
Everybody should have a Vanishing Point.
They're great pens.
It shows that's really the only thing, one of the few things that I have, because I'll need to, you'll always see me with at least two in my pocket. They're just handy pens to have.
And extra cartridges. You just pop it in and.
Yeah, I forget the cartridge part, but I only use cartridges in my Vanishing Point. I don't use the converter because I like to be able to see the ink level. So this is one of the few pens I'll actually use a cartridge on.
Don't we have cartridges in the VIP box?
We now carry extra cartridges with us. And yes, I know. We have them on the shelf. I just need to pull them off.
I have some in my office. So anyway, moving on. So Pilot Vanishing Point, just for the convenience, definitely is probably the priciest of all the options. For the ballpoint and rollerball people, don't stone me.
I thought I forgot you had one. I have one too. So
yes, any of the Retro 51s are awesome. Phenomenal writers, nice tight clip, slips into a pocket.
I always keep one in my backpack.
Yep, I always have one in my purse.
Just in case.
Just a really good writer. I like that it twists. There are some that do have a click action, but I prefer the twist. Really good option just to toss in your backpack. I don't know that you'd be taking notes at a picnic, but just if you feel the need to have a pen with you at any given time, these are some good options. And what do you have?
Well, I know I said the Lilliput might be too small of a pen, and my next pen is a ballpoint pen. And I know a lot of people will carry these as part of their everyday carry. The Fisher Bullet, the space pen, primarily for the refill. Posted, this is a nice length of a pen. And of course, Fisher makes more than just the bullet. But if you need something, this is a good pen that you can even throw in your car or something. But easily slips into your pocket. You don't have to worry about it. It'll write on anything, anywhere. Good option, I think. And last but certainly not least, now this one is perhaps the most, I'd say the most fragile of the bunch, but easily expendable. The Platinum Preppy. Biggest complaint here is maybe the clip is a little too soft to be thrown over the side of a pair of jeans or something, but the pen always works. It starts up right away. Once you've got a cartridge in there, they're surprisingly good little pen. So, you can always give them away too. So,
Once you get them started, it seems to take a little bit of time to get them started, but once they start writing, they're really good little writers.
Well, you just give them a couple flicks of the wrist the first time, and then you're all set and done.
So all on the wrist.
It's all in the rest. So that's just a kind of a quick, I'm sure there's 100 different other options.
We did
outside
have
what's that?
We had one more.
You had one more? Oh yeah. There's a write-in. Yeah. Now which one are we talking? We could talk about any on this one.
A tool pen. I keep one in my purse at all times. You've got, now this is the older version. It's multi-sided. It's got the level. It's got the stylus at the top. This one is a ballpoint.
But there is a fountain pen version.
There is a fountain pen. But in the top.
Steel nib. Yeah.
you've got a flathead, see if I can get it out, and a Phillips head screwdriver. You never know when you're going to need something.
Those have come in handy. We've used those around the shop on a number of occasions.
We have, and a couple times I'll be out shopping, especially at some of the craft stores for some props for the photography or whatever. And it's nice to have the ruler on it. I like that a lot. So I think that if you need to carry something with you and maybe you don't want to do a fountain pen, the tool pen or the retro is certainly a good option. So there you go.
Top 8 pens to take.
All right. 7+1.
Yeah, you know, outside of the vanishing point, everything on that list is, you know, it's $40 or under, really. The tool fountain pen is $50, but fairly inexpensive. So interesting list. Let us know what you think. Give us your options. Speaking of letting us know what letting Q&A.
You're stuck on that, are you?
I'm stuck on that, yeah.
Letting us know what you want to know.
Yes, there we go.
All right.
Thought we'd add a little Q&A section to the podcast. We had a couple of write-in questions this week. We'll pick the top 3. And we will push the rest off for another podcast. I'll just jump right in. I will ask the question. You can take the first one if you'd like.
Sure.
Sue asks, I am looking for a good permanent water-resistant ink to use for addressing envelopes. What do you recommend, and how do you clean this type of ink out of a pen?
Well, if you're looking for something with color, especially for addressing envelopes, I would use one of the Diatramentis document inks. They come in a range of colors. You've got black, turquoise, fuchsia, green, red. There's even a fog gray and a couple others, as well as the Rohrer and Klingner document inks as well. It's nice to find a document ink in something other than just black, so the colors are really fun. Now, some people do still like to protect writing on envelopes by putting either some candle, you know, rubbing a candle over it to put a little wax over it or something like that. We often get mail that's been rubbed with wax, which makes it shiny, and just in case it gets wet. I think people aren't sure if their water is water resistant or not. But the Diatramentis document inks and the Rohrer and Klingner document inks would both be a really good option. And to clean them out, you can use something like JB Pen Flush if it's been sitting around for a little while, or if you're not sure the best way to clean it out. Just empty out the ink initially and then flush and fill into the bottle 3, 4, 5 times, and then flush and fill with water again to get that out of the pen. It also works really well if you've got a pen that's a little finicky. You could use cold water, but JB's works a little bit more thoroughly, a little faster.
Yeah, and if you're cleaning, I like to use at the shop, I like to use a ball bearing to get most of the ink out of the section first, and then I put it in. You know, either then fill it with the JBs or put it in the water and let it soak. So
it's great stuff, JBs.
Question number 2, Martin asks, do you expect Mont Blanc to ever release non-contaminated golden yellow ink, or is it just gone forever? So for those of you who have not been following the news, Mont Blanc just recently announced that there were problems with the golden yellow ink. They are offering an exchange program. You can have details are on our blog. But it's a lovely color, and Martin wants to know if they are going to re-release the color. So as far as we know, and that they've indicated to us, there are plans to release a new batch of golden yellow ink at some point. At this time, there's no official time frame for release. So that's the best we can say. They do plan on making making more. Just when it is could be anybody's guess. So I guess that's the best we can say on that. So stay tuned, and we'll definitely let you know when it's coming, and we'll definitely have it back in stock.
So. Hopefully, they'll come out with it. Usually they're pretty good about fixing things once they realize or once they've acknowledged there's a problem. That's a loud car. And they certainly were, I won't say chatty, but quite upfront with us when we did hear from them. Now, it did take a while. So who knows how long it takes to actually track where the problem started, if it was if it was in the big container they cook it in, if it was in the bottling, if it was, who knows where the problem started. So they may be still doing some research, but hopefully once they can figure that out, it certainly did prove to be a more popular color than I thought for a yellow. So,
well, it's got some nice shading to it. So
yeah,
I think that's why people like it.
So.
Third question this evening: when will the Pilot Con 40 converter be available separate from a Vanishing Point?
Now, for those of you who don't know, the new Con 40 was, we showed it off back in February when John Lane from Pilot came out to see us. And it will eventually replace both the Con 50 and the Con 20. And it has actually started to ship in the new blue matte Vanishing Point that was just released a couple weeks ago. But it is not currently available separately. Brian?
Yeah. Okay. I was reading the chat there. So it's not available separately. It's not available in separate NIMB units. The best information we have at this time, they will be available sometime in maybe perhaps January, early 2017. Our last time to order the old converters is going to be in the fall, around September. And so once that time comes, we'll get, that's our last chance to stock up on those. If you're interested in the Con 20s or you like the Con 50s, that may be your last chance to get them until supplies run out. And then the Con 40 should be coming in the first quarter of next year. So, but if you like the matte blue, it's already in there, much to our surprise when we opened it up and we're taking pictures, there's the Con 40. So, and it does, for those of you interested, the Con 40 does fit in the E95S, where the Con 50 did not. So if you don't like the Con 20, and you do happen to like the matte blue Vanishing Point, you can steal that converter from the pen and you're good to go. So.
Which is good to know.
It is, yeah. So, we will continue some Q&A type stuff in the future. Email address for.
I was going to say that we had some really interesting questions come in, even though we didn't post the question all that early. So it was great to get quite the response that we got. So thank you. Keep the questions coming.
So, QA at AndersonPens.com. Let's do real quick what's going on in the store and around the web.
Okay.
What you got? Couple highlights basically from the last two mailers. If you're not on the mailing list, last week we featured Rotring. We had some new old stock Rotring, some really cool stuff, 400s, Sprees, and some of that stuff pretty much blew out except for a couple 600 Newtons. If you like those, now those are excellent. Those would fit in that pen to take out an outing category too. I mean, these things are bomb proof 600s. So we got a couple of those. And this week, a pen you don't see very often, you don't hear about it. It's a German manufacturer with a French name, Elise. We've got a couple of rollerballs, ballpoints, mechanical pencils, and an interesting note, an extra action. That actually is interchangeable with the rollerball, so you can make a fountain pen out of the rollerball and that fountain pen section. So interesting stuff, very classy looking pen. The nib on that fountain pen is just gorgeous. Really nice two-tone 18 karat design. So cool stuff. So we've got a couple interesting things on that. We've got a surprise that came to us on Saturday. Organic Studio inks are now back in stock, at least the first batch of 14, 15 colors and samples. Those are now available. So
I wouldn't call it a total surprise. I mean, we knew it was coming. Didn't think that it would be here until this week. And so it did come in on Saturday, and by the time that the shipping staff got in on Monday, quite a bit of it had already sold. And we will have samples and bottles, and down the road there will be some other colors. We don't know what is coming down the line. Tyler said that in the time between when he went off to grad school and stopped making organic inks, and now when he came back, some of the dyes that he used on some of the inks have been discontinued. So some of the colors may not be coming back exactly the way they were, or may not come back at all. But I couldn't tell you which ones.
These, you know, there's some nice colors in there, some blues, you know, green, and some good stuff. So check it out. On the blog, we've got a couple of interesting things. Our resident artiste, Chris, is doing some great stuff. Want to see some really cool artwork. Flag Day and Father's Day just out today. A couple of the latest pieces that he's put up, as well as Think Thursday for this past week. We're looking at some Blackstone Black Stump ink. So really, really, really talented artist he is.
Yep. And speaking of ink, we also will have more bookbinders and Blackstone. They each have three more colors that are coming in and should be here this week, I believe. So that was exciting.
We have any shout outs this week? I know there's one.
Just one. It's a big one. Happy birthday to Lindsay, who turned 21 yesterday.
And who will never hear this.
No, but we can still say it. So happy birthday, Lindsay. We love you a lot. And be safe, please.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
No. I know. I switched it up on you, and now I'm all discombobulated. Sorry. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.